What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. It's another amazing day. Thank God for the day. A lot going on this past weekend, guys and ladies. Thank y'all for tuning in. On this episode, I just want to talk about No Guts, No Glory. I was not there physically, but I was on the internet tuned in to all the bullshit talk, all the cap talk, all the gap sauce talk, all the lock-in talk, you know, everything that has to do with Big Rim Racing for the culture. And bringing y'all my expertise and what I'm learning from the culture. I've been on the outside looking in for years, and I can tell y'all I've learned so much just actually getting into what is really happening right now for the culture. It's amazing what's going on for the culture right now, especially this weekend. I can't stress that enough. Cut the check. The box is back. Make sure y'all go to my YouTube page. I got the box on there multiple times. Cut the check. Box Chevy. I also got Cut the Check Don't on there. Just check out all the other videos I got, man, and other content that I got. Make sure y'all subscribe to the page. Like, share, and subscribe to the page. Cut the Check really flipped a lot of people this weekend, man, and surprised a lot of people. After being down for so long like that, they were down for damn near 3 years. And the last race that they had was against Boost Doctor. Boost Doctor knocked them out the box. And it kind of, they went on a hiatus of retirement, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they come back with a vengeance, man. And that's, it's 2021 is shaping up to be very, very interesting. Only thing I am concerned about a little bit is just getting to the races and no races. But I'm hoping and praying that what we saw, and I just advise y'all just to go online and type in Cut the Check versus Macho, Cut the Check 2020, whatever. All the new stuff should pop up on different people's pages. And whoever uploaded the races going to the weekend, man. A lot of good footage, a lot of good racing for the don't racing culture. Hopefully that, you know, transitions over into 2021. And, you know, give everybody something to look forward to when they go to the races other than standing around getting drunk, getting high, and eating. We can do that at home and save a lot more money. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, Cut the Check, beat the hell out of Macho. I'll take that back. He ain't beat the hell out of Macho. He surprised Macho, I think, because Macho jumped out at least a car length and a half. You know what I'm saying? At least a car length. Let's put it like that. We ain't gonna put Macho out there like that, because Macho, man, he is the king of Florida right now. He has the fastest donk in Florida right now, so we got to give props and what props is due. It's just amazing just what the culture and where the culture is going, man. And if you're not into racing and just not into stuff like that, I can understand, but you just taking a peek at it, it might spark an interest. So I just, you know, you get time, y'all go over to your cable stations, Viceland, YouTube, whatever. Type in Don't Master, type in Big Rim Racing, and just see what the culture is all about. Really offering a lot of amazing things, a lot of just insight on Big Rim cars, Big Rim Racing, Grudge Racing, and it's a lot of amazing things that this culture is actually doing. But yeah, this weekend was amazing, man. Bruce been getting cash. He had a couple of races. He won. He lost a couple also. Rose beat the Donk. Beat the Cut the Check Donk. And you know, it just was some amazing races, man. Just seeing everybody getting down there and being in an orderly fashion. I think it was a couple of wrecks too. I think everybody is all right, thank God. But in this sport, you're gonna have some mishaps and some car failures. We just pray and hope that everybody just is safe. You know what I mean? And it's just as dangerous as going out here getting in your car every day. And it's amazing to me, man. I'm so inspired. I'm so geeked up. I'm so just excited just to build my own car. And I know it's a long shot. Sometimes it seems like a long shot, but nothing is impossible. Just stick to whatever it is that you all are trying to do and hit it head on. Don't worry about it being perfect. I can't stress that enough. If it's a business you want to start that business. If it's a clothing line you want to start that clothing line. Just start. You know, I don't really have any experience in journalism and stuff like that, but I started my podcast. And I'm very excited to drop a video every week or every couple of days for y'all, just what I'm seeing and my expertise on just this culture and the things I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about cars. I'm passionate about speed and adrenaline and the rush, the sound of cars, the way cars look. Find out what it is you're passionate about and hit it head on. You know what I'm saying? And everything else will fall in place. Big Rim Racing is just another thing that another sport that is just, it's transcending, and it's still a lot of growth and a lot of areas that need to be with the sport. But that comes with time, like anything else. This sport is really now really, really, really getting on the mainstream circuit with the TV show Don't Master Has. But man, I just wish I could have been there in person. My plan was to be there in person at No Guts, No Glory this year. But you know, always plans don't always pan out like they do in your head in reality. So you got to do what's the next best thing. And that is, you know, if you have to look at it on your phone, look at it on TV, look at it wherever you can get it at, just so you can be somewhere around the atmosphere somewhat. But the way technology is set up now, you really don't have to be there. But for me, as a kid, I've always been excited about everything that goes down that really excites me. I get excited very, very quick. A lot of people that don't know me probably think I'm just, hey, a groupie, you dick right in. Man, I get so tired of hearing that word. You know, and that's another stain to me, like, to us. We just, we bring each other down so fast with a lot of stuff. Even in joking manner sometimes, and I joke. But those things also get taken out of proportion. You know, everybody that ain't for laughing and joking all the time. Stuff is serious. People really going through serious stuff. So we just have to support each other, man. We have to be very mindful of what we say. I tend to say stuff that might get under people's skin sometimes too. I think I'm much better than I was, but I'm coming from a place of love. And I think we all are coming from a place of love. Sometimes we just don't understand how powerful words are, I guess. But I also saw a lot of, on live, I saw a lot of disrespect. I saw a lot of foolishness and childishness. What comes with racing, and when people are really hurt and they don't really, they're backed in the corner or embarrassed or whatever, they start doing any and every little thing to get back at the other person that's got them cornered. You know, if you get backed in the corner, you're gonna do all you can to get up out that corner. So sometimes that lashing out just, you know, you do stuff, you say stuff on the internet, and you got fans watching, you got people watching, and you don't understand that stuff really can be real detrimental to your character, your manhood, your everything that has to do with you being a human being and a human being having feelings. So we got to be mindful as a culture and as people that these are people driving these cars. These are people that's hosting these events. These are people who are opening their tracks and stuff like that for us to come and have a good time and win some money and be about business and conducting ourselves accordingly. But it's the culture has a long way to go, you know. But I don't believe we're too far off from a great start. Like, this whole weekend was a great start. It was a couple of hiccups. Some betting and some lock-in races that got reneged on that I think people really wanted to see. And that's another thing with the culture. I mean, it's we looking at it on Instagram, and we looking at okay, this person's gonna race this person when we get to the event. And like I said, I've been on the outside looking in it for looking at it for years, and a lot of times those races don't happen. Okay, they locked in on the internet a couple of days prior to the actual race. I saw this for myself with my own eyes. Book Easy Money was supposed to race Two Fly, but some way there was some misunderstanding there online, on the back line or wherever they negotiated the deal at. So when they got down there to the track, there was some capping. I think that's the new word for this generation, our generation. It's stupid, man. It's very, very stupid, because I think they should have just raced anyway. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, just for the culture. Race for the culture, man. Give us racing for the damn culture. Stop bullshitting. Both camps. I think Easy was more eager to race than Two Fly and the DNR camp was. It's just crazy, man, that we got to keep on going through this. I mean, what makes sense to drive 300-400 miles towing your car, behind your car trailer and all that stuff, gas money getting down there? And I understand people got fat pockets, you know what I'm saying? But it just don't make no sense to me, you know? And to see the stuff that really transpires online, then it just needs to be more orderly. It needs to be written out. It needs to be a more of a contractual thing. Like, okay, if y'all gonna race, put it in writing. Sign off on it. And that way, things will be in more of an order. That way, if somebody say, well, that's not in our contract, that's not here, that's not there, that's not where it's supposed to be, or this is not right, it's in writing. And you sign, you consent it to it. And that'll give people a better, more hope that these races are going to go down. Now, you know, I would have loved to see an Easy race Rosé and whoever drive the car, you know, because they got Big Low and they got Primo, and they're the main drivers out there in that camp. But, man, salute to Cut the Check, man. Them boys are back with a vengeance. Lulu and Hot Rod, them boys are back with a vengeance, man. They whooped ass. They whooped Florida ass this weekend. Georgia Power, stand up. You know what I'm saying? Big, big shouts out to Georgia Power, man, and giving Georgia the W, man. They lost one race. Like I said, I think Rosé beat them once. But in the dome. They didn't. The box. The box went undefeated. But it's all over the internet, man. Make sure y'all go out and just check those. Check your YouTube, man, and see all the footage. There's going to be a lot of footage dropping here in the next couple of days from me. Not only Big Rim Racing, I got other content. I got car shows. I got anything that deals with cars and the culture, car culture. I'm on it. And I know a lot of people probably want to see more racing, but there's more to it than just racing, you know what I'm saying? Just giving y'all insight on how these cars are built, the interior, some of the places that they take them to. I plan to try to get some footage from those places, and just to show you how a dyno works and tuning cars work. Y'all stay tuned. I got a lot of great content coming on the podcast, a lot of great content coming on the YouTube channel. Make sure you YouTube the channel. My YouTube channel is Arlando Usher, ArlandoUsher. I'm elated. I'm happy, man, just seeing what direction the culture is going, and I'm just glad to be in the mix. I'm right here in the center of everything, getting y'all what y'all need. I appreciate y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. But yeah, man, it's still a lot of hate going around about Dome Master. I heard a bunch of that, I'm getting tongue tied just trying to understand it. And me being on the outside looking in, to me, in my opinion, I feel like the man he elevated. But in everybody's eyes, when you a certain way and want things to be a certain way forever, It's kind of small-minded. You kind of box yourself in. So if a person goes higher, you're going to look at them, oh, you done changed up, you're brand new. And it, well, okay, we supposed to stay in this one spot. No. If somebody coming giving you fat checks and your brand's going global, you got to jump on that train. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You got to take that shit and fuck the rest. Excuse my language, not excuse my language, but it that kind of stuff really pisses me off, because people want you to stay in the same spot. They want you to stay in the damn same vicinity and not grow. It's about growth. And I understand, I think a lot of drivers just feel like, oh, he left me. Oh, you know, Don't Master left me here. His camp doing his own thing. I mean, you got to do what's best for you at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, man. Just got to think outside the box and go higher, go bigger. But y'all stay tuned, man. A lot of great stuff coming. I got more stuff coming from the Orlando No Guts, No Glory. There's a couple other races out there that was racing this weekend. Little Man. I'm not too familiar with some of the races, because I think some of the races are new. They've been around, but some races are newer to the sport as well. And I have to go back and do my research. And like I said, I'm actually, because when I was looking at it, I saw Don't Mess, I saw CC, I saw DNL, CAD, you know, just Boost Doctor. It's CEO Larry, Grand Nasty. It's a lot of guys that just off the dome, you know exactly who they are. But a lot of cats, you don't necessarily know who they are. So don't disrespect anything. And I'm learning as I go, and giving people what I'm that my eyes are seeing, and just trying to it be a visual for y'all that I'm putting out in the airwaves, so y'all can see what goes on at the track. Some of the details that they do talk about on Instagram about the lock-in races and what happened in the gap. How much was the side bet? How much was the gap money? It's a lot to be educated on with this culture and with this business and the racing. But it's attainable, and I'm right here in the mix of to give y'all everything that I'm hearing. It give y'all more and more expertise on the culture and the sport. Y'all stay tuned, man. Make sure y'all tell people about the Big Rim Racing Podcast with yours truly, Orlando Usher, man. And it's been very, very interesting so far. I'm happy with everything that's happened. I'm excited about 2021. and all the races that's supposed to be locked in. Boost Doctor's supposed to be locked in with Cut the Check. DNL, Rose, and all them supposed to be running it back. Well, they didn't really run, but they supposed to be racing Cut the Check also. Cut the Check gonna be racing a lot of people. Macho Remax with Cut the Check is coming. Y'all stay tuned, man. I got a lot of great content coming through the airwaves, through YouTube, through all my content. So make sure y'all go and y'all listen. Make sure y'all go and subscribe to everything that I'm putting out, because I'm giving y'all great content. Remember, this is the end of it. Just make sure y'all go out, man, and just make today be a great day. We all going through something, but I just advise y'all just to keep going through it. I like to a quote that stuck out to me, Steve Harvey put out a couple of months ago. I heard it early in the year of 2020. And he said that if you're going through hell, keep going. If you're going through hell, keep going. We all facing something. We're in a pandemic. Family members sick. Lost a job. Laid off. Whatever. Stay prayed up, y'all. Stay inspired. God is good. Keep following your dreams. Things get better. Start those businesses. Forget the rest. Adapt to situations. My podcast is about not only cars, but I like to speak life, breathe life into y'all, man. Because somebody got to do it. You know, there's enough hate. There's enough bringing people down, man. And it's got to be somebody to uplift us. And that's what I want my voice and my and my movement to be about. Y'all have a blessed and safe day, man. That's the end of this episode. Episode, just a little bit of a recap on what happened at No Guts, No Glory. The more and more I hear, I will be sharing. The more and more other segments to come, I'll be sharing that as well. Let today be great. And y'all stay tuned. I got more coming. God bless y'all, man. Look forward to the whole week. I got more coming for y'all, man. God bless.